Keith, I know you hate it, but are you ready for a little international football?
Reluctantly, yes.
Team Crumpets.
I don't like the London game. I don't care for the Germany game. I don't even like the Mexico game. I like my football in the U.S. of A. Thank you very much.
It is an ugly American take.
I don't like it, but here I am. At least it's one. It's not like I'm a Jaguars fan and I got to get up every Sunday at 9:30.
That's true. You know what I think I do like about the London game versus a game in Mexico or a game in Germany, although I guess Germany was an early kickoff.
Same kickoff.
I kind of like the early kickoff for this. Well, for this, I like that it's a separate window, is what I'm saying. Like,
oh, they got the game all to themselves.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
Patriots,
what the Patriots need.
Jaguars.
Yeah,
that's
highlight
what you
this
want.
Game.
But like, or like
it's a showcase game.
The Brazil game on a Friday. Yeah. I know you didn't like that either.
No, I didn't care for it.
I like, if it's going to be an international game and you're going to make a big song and dance about
it.
Don't put it at 1 or 4 o'clock. Like, bury it in the normal slate. Mm-hmm. Like, make it stand out. And so this game stands out.
Oh, it's going to stand out, all right.
I don't know if that's
going to stand out.
I don't know if it's good for football, mm-hmm. especially on the heels of Thursday Night Football last night.
No.
I don't know if it's good for the sport, but I think I'm ready for an early rise on Sunday.
It's going to happen. I'm thinking Bloody Marys.
Bloody Mary?
Yeah, nice Bloody Mary.
Is that British?
No, but it's a morning beverage.
It's a morning beverage?
I associate it with the morning.
What do they drink over there in the morning?
That's a good question. Probably tea.
Yeah?
Mostly tea,
I think. And crumpets?
Yeah.
Strawberries and cream?
Yep.
That's what they
so.
Do at Wimbledon,
fish
I think. Yeah, fish and chips, probably. They
fish
wake up
chips.
Get that nice and early.
And, mimosas. You could do mimosas.
Is that British?
No, it's morning, though.
Oh, it's another morning one?
It's a morning drink.
What's a morning British drink?
Without
a pint.
No, no, still a pint.
Yeah, a pint?
I think they do a pint
over
there.
Yeah, they go.
I've never been.
Go to the pub, get a pint.
We talked to Dietrich Wise yesterday, and he was asking us if we had been. He was very curious.
Well, no, that's not actually what happened.
I thought he asked us if we'd been.
Eventually. We started off by asking him, are you excited for London?
He said, sure.
He said, not really, basically. And then we got into the interview, and then at the end of the interview, he said, have you guys been?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
I'm not sure I ever will.
Billy?
Billy, you been to England? How many times have you been to London, Bill?
Jet setter? You a London guy? Billy?
Not listening.
William?
He's not listening to you.
Nick?
He's not listening to the show.
London?
No. Sorry about that. What was that?
Have you been to London?
Never.
No.
No, I've been as north as Canada and as south as New Jersey. That's it.
Well, Canada, it's another country.
You're like Charlie on Always Sunny. You'd never leave Philly.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay.
There's trees in Philly.
All right, so we're over. We're not very worldly on this show.
Not really, no.
Interesting.
No.
Yeah, Chris Curtis, he'll say this periodically.
I've heard.
He lived there.
I heard that.
Lived there.
Yes. I have Google Earth. I can see what I need to see.
Did he have a flat?
He had a flat. I think he took the lift to the flat.
Got it.
Right?
I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't really honestly interest me that much to go over there.
No?
I think
I've seen
enough
movies where I feel like I got London.
Driving on the left side.
Well, so I was talking about, I think what you do is if you do go to like London or England, you hit like a bunch of spots all at once.
Yeah.
If you do a trip, you go to Ireland, you go to Scotland, you go to Wales, you go to all those
the whole UK.
You hit them all up. They're all so close.
Yeah.
It's like going to New England.
It's United.
Like if you lived over there, you're like, I'll go see Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont.
That's
see them all. They're all
that's a good point.
Practically on top of each other.
That's true. You got to hit all the UK spots.
And you know what they love is American football. You know what they can't get enough of? You know what they desperately want a team?
Yeah.
American football.
Well, they have one.
They do. They have the Jacksonville or the London Jaguars.
Okay. So, yeah, just a pint. Just a pint in the morning.
Yeah.
I think that's probably all I got to have.
That's probably pretty
good. A lot of cigarettes. I feel like a lot of cigarettes.
They still ripping darts over there?
I think they're ripping darts, yeah.
Interesting. Never went out. Well, I feel like
it's a British thing.
It was. John Constantine, you a big Constantine fan? He's always smoking cigarettes. He was English.
Now, I hate to ask, but who is that?
What's that? Oh, he's a legendary comic book character. He's a master of the dark arts.
Ah,
yeah.
I see. Got it. That John Constantine.
Duh.
Yeah, Constantine.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking Jonathan Constantine.
Yeah. He can speak to the afterlife as well.
Al Albuquerque is what I was thinking.
Yeah, but he was always ripping darts.
Yeah.
In comics. I remember as a kid being like,
it was part of breakfast there.
That looks pretty sweet. Did Keanu Reeves play Constantine?
Yes, Keanu Reeves did play him in a film.
Oh.
Then they also had a TV show. He's appeared in other shows. He overlaps with Batman every once in a while. He's a great character. One of the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have
Magic,
to catch up.
Illusion, mystery, intrigue.
When I don't want to watch that football game on Sunday, I'll have to catch
Pop
up.
Pop that in.
Scrap to Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Yeah. Well, that was like last night. I was watching Broncos Saints, and then at halftime, I stopped. And I started watching other things.
Well, you know, it was unfortunate. Is I'm like, well, I'll watch a little bit of BC. Not a good game.
No, that was rough.
I thought Bill
BC got trucked.
I had heard Bill O'Brien was building a monster. Something tells me that's not quite what's going on there.
Not on Thursdays, though. They're more of a Saturday afternoon team.
That makes sense. Saturday afternoon team. So I couldn't really flip to that. The baseball actually was shockingly okay.
No, the baseball was, yeah.
So we can get into that. We'll obviously get into Patriots and Jaguars here today. On Jones and Keefe, what's your early morning routine on Sunday? I think it's a pint and a bunch of cigarettes, I think.
Just smoke a pack.
Head right to the pub, leave your family. So there's a lot of ways you can interact. At Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can text the program 37937. Of course, you can dial us up 617-779-7937. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You never know what's going on there. And you can subscribe on WEEI, or subscribe to YouTube, rather. Watch along there, and that's another way to follow along. Patriots and Jaguars on Sunday. What do you expect from the Pats, Keefe? What do you expect from Drake May? Gerard Mayo said this morning, would not confirm nor deny an MRI for Drake May. So he's dealing with something. Patriots actually are bigger underdogs than they were yesterday. It's up to 6 points.
The heck?
So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Maybe that's related to Drake May and his knee. I have no idea. What do you expect from the team? What do you expect from him?
You know what's outrageous? I expect them to win. It feels crazy. I know how
Vegas
bad the team is.
Vegas would apparently say that's outrageous. I don't think that's outrageous, but Vegas would say that's outrageous. And I think money line is plus 215, I think.
And getting more outrageous by the hour, apparently. But I expect them to win because you mentioned the showcase, you know, 9:30 game. That was Jacksonville last week. I watched that game. They got lit up by the Bears.
I can't unwatch it.
Like, Trevor Lawrence, his job status, teetering. Doug Peterson, the head coach, teetering. I feel like if they lose next week, you could have a new head coach and a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. And that's the guy they already paid. That was the guy who was the number one overall pick. They're a mess. They can't play defense. Caleb Williams looked like he did at Southern Cal, throwing it all over the place against them. So I think it has more to do with the Jaguars being horrible. But also, I do think the Patriots did get a little bit of a shot in the arm last week, right? If this was Jacoby Brissett's Patriots, I might say, I don't know, tie. Like, maybe they'll tie. Like, they're both so bad.
Right, 10-9.
But now I'm like, I think they're going to be able to score a little bit offensively. And even if Drake May turns it over like he did last week, and I know the Patriots' defense isn't great, but I feel like they're going to get more stops, way more stops, against Trevor Lawrence or Mac Jones than they did C.J. Stroud. The Texans are one of the best teams in the league. The Jaguars are one of the worst, as are the Patriots. But I kind of like them for whatever. All week I've kind of liked them in this game. And even with the spread kind of going up, I don't care. Like, I think the Patriots win, and I'll actually be disappointed if they don't. I think that might be the only game all the rest of the year
that
I'd be disappointed.
Well, this is what I want to get into. You said yesterday you would be shooketh.
I'd be shooketh,
to use a word.
Yeah.
If the Patriots lose to the Jaguars. I agree.
They could, at that point, lose out is for sure on the table. Because right now, and you have them a little bit higher than I do, as far as number of wins are concerned. We did the exercise yesterday where you're like, oh, well, the Rams stink, Titans stink.
Winnable games. Doesn't mean they'll win them all, but there's more winnable games than you probably realize.
But they feel a little bit more winnable now with the breath of fresh air that is Drake May.
Yep.
But if game two is a loss to the Jaguars, well, now suddenly the Rams look at them as like, all right, at least we can get a win against the Pats. The Titans are like, oh, at least we got the Pats coming in. So if they lose this game, I think it's brutal because it is. It's one of the worst opponents you're going to face all year. And at a time where they're like, it's not like they're playing well. Like, they're playing pretty bad. Like I said, the two most important positions on their team are very much up in the air. Their job stat, like, hot seat galore. So if they end up losing this, you're going to have a lot of questions. You're like, man, maybe the offense hasn't taken much of a step. Maybe the defense is even worse than we thought. Like, it just creates a whole lot of issues.
Yeah. So last week we were saying 17, 20 points, two offensive touchdowns. That needs to increase, right? I want to see Drake May, and I guess this would be my roundabout, overarching view on the game. I want them to win. I'm with you. I'd be shooketh if they lose. I think as a Patriots fan, you should want them to win this game. Draft position, I guess, is important somewhere down the line. But winning a few games, getting buy-in on your young quarterback, to me, is more important. And so I would prioritize winning these winnable games. Rams, Colts, Titans, games like that. And this is one of them. But I would like to see Drake May perform early in the game and not just when they're down two or three touchdowns. Like, the one impressive drive Drake May had was the two-minute drive right before halftime against Houston last week where he threw the long touchdown pass to Kayshon Boutte. But then they come back out second half. You have a real chance to make it a game. It's a one-score game. You have the ball. You're starting the second half, and he fumbles. And he has no awareness on where the defense is. I mean, the offensive line didn't help him out.
They got screwed on a call right before that.
That's true. You need the awareness, though. As a franchise quarterback, you can't just be standing there getting your head knocked off.
No, that's on him. That
he looked like Spencer
him.
Rattler. Same thing happened with Rattler last night.
Sure
and it's like, could you need to sense the pressure.
Right.
And I wanted to see him perform on that drive. But, okay, it's Houston. Okay, it's his first start. Jacksonville's terrible.
Real bad.
They should be in this game. I want to see production from Drake May when the game's in doubt, when they're not down two scores. I hope to God they're not down two scores. I want to see him produce and put together drives and scoring drives and touchdown passes and all that production. I don't want it to come in garbage time when they're losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I want to see it happen early in the game, preferably the first drive, and when the game is in doubt. I want to see that.
But if there's garbage time in this one, that's really alarming. Like, that is real bad. Like, if they're down. That's what I'm saying.
If they're up, that's good garbage time. Right.
I would refer to that, I guess, as garbage time, but it is. Yeah. But if they're down 14 or they're down 17 and he, you know, completes a long pass and we look at his stats after the game, you're still thinking, how the hell did they get down by 17 to the Jaguars? I think one of the reasons why I have more confidence than I should is just the Caleb Williams versus Houston and then Caleb Williams versus Jacksonville.
That's a great point.
So Drake May already way outperformed Caleb Williams against the same defense in the Texans. What is he going to do? And I also subscribe to these quarterbacks getting better with experience. I know not everybody agrees with that. They're like, I'd rather them watch on the sideline. Mm-hmm. But Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels have improved. Admittedly, Bo Nix has gone a little bit up and down, but I would say his third and fourth start were a lot better than his first couple.
Yeah, and he's 4-3.
Like, and he got a win last night. I like him.
He didn't look great in stretches last night, but his team is 4-3.
So they're finding ways to win games. So I think these guys can get a little bit better. So if what you're starting with Drake May is last week's performance against Houston, not that you get better, every single game. Obviously, there's going to be ups and downs throughout the year, but this is a pretty good landing spot. You know, we all thought, all right, well, he's going up against a really good defense in his first start. It's like, okay, but he got that one out of the way. Now he's going up against a much worse team. Another week of practice where he's the number one quarterback. I don't know. I feel good about this. I could come in Monday and be like, why did I think this way? But right now, I feel confident.
How many turnovers can you put up with in this game?
One.
I think that's the right number.
One. Throw a bad pick.
Caleb Williams threw a pick last week.
And I'd much rather be a pick. The fumbles drive you nuts because the fumbles is just you need to know where the line is. You need to know where the defensive linemen are and just tuck it and hold it or throw it away or whatever. The picks are going to happen because I want him to throw the ball downfield. So sometimes you're going to miss a guy. Sometimes it might be the wrong route. Sometimes you might just put a little too much steam on it, whatever. I can live with the picks. Josh Allen threw like 17 last year, whatever it was. Like, I can live with a pick, right? You can't be turned over.
This
left,
weekend,
right,
I can live with one.
Yes.
Yeah, it should be zero or one. It shouldn't be two or three again. Not against this team, not against this defense.
That's why I think the formula should be three offensive touchdowns like it was last week, but one turnover. So that way you're forcing, especially this team and this opponent, Trevor Lawrence, how many 75-yard drives does Trevor Lawrence have in him? I can't imagine. Even against this bad defense, or this mediocre defense, let's call it, I can't imagine he has a lot in there. But if it's 40-yard drives, all right. Like, we saw Jacoby Brissett even complete a couple of 40-yard drives when he was the quarterback and score touchdowns. So they need to help the defense out a little bit. They can't give them the short fields. But, yeah, three touchdowns. Let's say, one or two passing touchdowns, one or two rushing touchdowns, and then a pick. I think you're winning that game.
I think you're right. They should score in the mid-20s. He can't turn it over more than once. And I want to see him produce when the game's in doubt. I want to see him produce early.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him producing when they're down. I mean, I hope they're not down two or three scores.
That's
first
a bad
of all.
Sign.
But I don't want the production there because most of the production against Houston, and I can wrap my head around it, first start, better opponent. I need more production early. I'd like to see production when they're out in front. Critical third downs he needs to convert. Critical red zone opportunities he needs to convert. Not just the other team is blowing them out and they're really indifferent to the game. 617-779-7937. How important is it for the Patriots to win? Would it shake your confidence should they lose? And what are your expectations for Drake May? You can jump in there on the phones. Also on the text line, 37937. Keith, a lot of feedback there.
Yeah.
Okay, a morning alcoholic beverage would be whiskey and tea, a hot toddy.
Oh, hot toddy.
I've had a hot toddy.
I don't do hot drinks. You know that.
That's
I burn
true.
My mouth.
You don't ever do a hot drink. That's true. You don't drink hot coffee.
Can't do it, won't do it.
I've had a hot toddy, but I thought that was for when you're sick. I thought that's when you have a hot toddy.
I think, or maybe
you're a little stuffed up.
Maybe you want to get sauced up, too. I think it's not limited to being
sick. I'm not
sick.
A big tea drinker.
Me neither.
There was a stretch of time when Kat was pregnant, she claimed.
Yeah.
Claimed. because I'm not convinced of it, but claims she couldn't even smell the brewing coffee in the kitchen. I briefly went on 90 by caffeine.
The tea.
I switched the tea and I hated every second of it.
Yeah, that's not good.
But maybe I should have been drinking hot toddies the whole time.
Hot toddies.
Maybe that would have done it for me.
Well, I think, like we said, Bloody Marys, mimosas, hot toddies, somebody said the Irish coffee.
Yep. That's good. That is a good one. I want to get in like the British spirit though.
Oh,
that's
British
what I want to
spirit?
Do. Yeah.
We got a lot of people saying though that they do still smoke cigarettes like crazy over there.
I saw a lot of those. Yeah. There's a lot of cigarettes. I knew it.
Yeah.
All they're doing is ripping darts, says
I think
one
it's
text.
Tea. I think it's cigarettes and tea.
Okay.
That's probably why they're so thin.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was also pointed out to us that they're 5 hours ahead.
Okay.
So it's not going to be the morning for them, but that's a morning for us.
No, I don't care if it's the morning for them.
I don't care about them. Well, I want to mimic a morning for them, but my morning here.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do.
We're going to be watching the Patriots play in London. 9:30 local time.
Yeah.
So it's the morning for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't care what they're doing over
there. Hot toddy and a pack of Marbs. They're probably not smoking a lot of Marlboros there, but that's...
What do you think? Virginia Slims? Winston's? Cools? Camels?
Winston's.
Yeah, maybe some Winston's.
That's probably what it is. I think you nailed it. You guys can jump in on this. We'll get to the challenge for Jerod Mayo. It is a test for him this weekend with discipline off the field, with playing time on the field. Never mind just juggling an international trip and having to get your team ready to play in a standalone game Sunday morning in London against a bad Jaguars team. Will Jerod Mayo pass the test? We'll get your thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. A lot in store for you here on a Patriots Friday. We have the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Comes your way about a half an hour from now. Feeling good about it this week? Like our chances? We got the Friday 4-pack in about an hour. 4 questions related to Patriots and Jaguars. And, of course, the key to Sunday is Keefe's Keys. Make sure you're listening. Around 1 o'clock, we'll get to that later on in the show. But let's get to the challenge facing Jerod Mayo. Will he pass the test?
Jalen Polk, Jerod was saying earlier this week that thinks he kind of has to get over a mental hump. Do you see it that same way with Jalen? What's he have to do to get over that mental hump and start getting defended?
Yeah, I think success always gets you over that. You know, he had a couple drops in the game, a characteristic of him. He's a rookie. You know, they're all young guys right now. Just got to figure a way to overcome that and, get back to focusing on what he can do well. And that's a lot of things. So, a lot of times you put a lot of pressure on these young guys when they come into play, especially right away as a rookie. And, he needs to understand that we're asking him to do that because he can't do it. And I think, as he has success moving forward, I don't see that as an issue. But it's tough. You know, it's hard for any rookie to come in. And we put a lot on him. We ask him to do a lot, highlight him a lot as the number one in our progressions. So there's a lot on his plate right now. So finding ways to spread that responsibility around to other guys, maybe lighten the load on him a little bit. But he's going to make plays for us as the year goes on. There's no question in my mind.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. A lot of feedback. Not necessarily on Alex Van Pelt, who we'll get to, but on what you're doing Sunday morning. My go-to brunch booze is a Greyhound. You ever had a Greyhound?
Sounds familiar. What is it?
It's a grapefruit.
Fast dog.
Grapefruit and vodka.
That's called a Greyhound?
Or grapefruit juice and vodka. Yeah.
I thought that was like a...
So like screwdriver
Paloma.
Adjacent.
What's
a Paloma?
Ooh, a Paloma might... Is that... I don't think the alcohol is vodka for a Paloma, right?
Oh, that's tequila.
There you go. That's what that is.
Tequila grapefruit. That's what I do more often. All right.
You do a nice Paloma.
I like a Paloma. I like tequila.
Nice.
Of all the spirits, I think I enjoy tequila the most. Yeah. It's not like all I'm going to drink, but I think that would be my preferred. Yeah. What do you like?
I'm not really. I like the light booze or the light beers.
Mississippi 3, Mississippi 4, Mississippi 5, Mississippi
6. Yeah, like that I couldn't drink.
Mississippi 7, Mississippi 8,
oh, that's good. No, I'm sure it's delicious. Saying I could drink it. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase.
Understood.
I could drink it. I couldn't get myself together
that's
after
fine.
Drinking it. Yeah. No, I'm sure it's very tasty.
It is delicious.
I don't mean to question your...
That might have been a sangria, which not associated with the morning, but it could be. If you want to make that a morning
wake
drink.
Wake up and have a sangria.
Yeah.
Also, a number of texts, 37937. All they smoke there is Parliaments. Which I guess makes sense.
Of course it does.
Shame on us.
Yes, that's my bad.
Yeah.
Google told me Benson and Hedges.
Oh, Benson and Hedges.
You know what? I'm not a big smoker, but I've never heard of that.
That might have been what
Benson
Constantine
and Hedges.
Was smoking. Constantine smokes.
Could have been. That would make sense. So it is a big challenge this weekend for Jerod Mayo. And there's like a variety of fronts. And one of them is what Alex Van Pelt was just talking about there. How are you doling out playing time to guys like Jalen Polk? Who are you sending messages to? He said there's going to be changes to the starting lineup.
I'll tell you what you do with Jalen Polk. You don't play him.
Okay, but then who goes in?
All right, so I think Pop Douglas and Kayshawn Booty were already getting a lot of reps.
Yep.
Not 100% of the reps, though. So I think you could always up those two a little bit more. Hopefully, week three with Kendrick Bourne, he's more ready to play a lot more. And I think he is. Like, when we talked to him on Monday, he was great talking about his first game back. He was kind of, like, looking around. Like, really, he needed that game to get used to everything. Like, the speed of the game, you know, his trust probably, recovering from his ACL injury, just, you know, where he was lining up on the field, everything. He said he felt so much better game two. So I feel like, all right, add that to game three. So,
okay, what if he can't? What if they need a fourth? Who is it? Is it KJ Osborne? Don't tell me it's KJ Osborne. Is it Javon Baker? Does Javon Baker get his chance?
So if Javon Baker has like kept his nose clean and been good at practice the last 2 weeks, which we don't know about.
Which, no, that's the right way to say it. We don't know. He could?
We don't know.
We have no clue. Yeah.
If he's been good at practice the last 2 weeks, I would elevate him. Yeah, I have no interest in KJ Osborne, but I also would like to not see Jalen Polk for a week. Sort of send that message. Not only have you played really bad, and we're talking about dropped passes, and then we're talking about not blocking.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it you say you do here? But then, like, to talk to the media, which I love.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that he does. Please feel free, everybody. If you want to call us at any time, even when you're not supposed to, you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we talked to Jalen Polk. If he got left behind on the London trip or whatever,
yeah,
call us up, sure.
But it was calling out the coaching staff, which is the most egregious part. Him saying he has the best hands in the league is more of like an eye roll and like, all right, you're confident, whatever. Like, that doesn't get you in any trouble.
No.
But it's like, yeah, I'm limited right now in what I can do. It's like, wait, what?
That's a shot at the coaching staff.
Yes.
And so probably Van Pelt.
So I think the easiest thing to do is be like, you think you're limited now? Wait till you're not dressed on Sunday. So I don't play him for a week. I would like to see Baker. I'd like to see Javon Baker as the fourth receiver this week.
What about text line says, our guy Dice, 37937. Give Marcus Jones those snaps.
Actually, I like that too.
I kind of forget about him as an offensive guy.
Yes, please.
Couple of plays.
Why not?
Package of plays.
Well, if you're going to run that stupid end around to Jalen Polk, why not hand it to Marcus Jones?
Well, and he looks good on when he got the pick, running it out. He looks good. He looks good on punt returns. And has he had kick returns? He's definitely had punt returns. He looks good when he's in open space. So, I actually wouldn't rule that one out. I didn't think of it, but I wouldn't rule that out.
No, that's a good one too.
So, Jerod Mayo's dealing with that. Changes that are happening to the starting lineup. Jalen Polk, kind of the face of it all. He's dealing with off-field stuff, which I actually think for this trip helps a little bit. You don't have to deal with Christian Barmore. You don't have to deal with Jabril Peppers. You don't have to deal with any of that. And then he's got getting his team ready for an international game,
which is, as we know, very important to Robert Kraft.
It's hugely important to Robert.
Maybe it shouldn't be. Like, maybe it really should just be one of 17 in my mind.
Yeah, you hate it.
I hate it. Maybe it should be the 17th of 17. But no, to me, it's just like another game.
But it's very...
He loves it.
It's a signature standalone game for the entire world. So it's important to the Crafts. Right. Whether you don't like it, like
Keith... Doesn't matter.
Or whomever, it's important to him. And so getting your team ready to go, that's a huge challenge. He's never done anything like this as a head coach. I mean, he's been on international trips as a player and last year as a defensive coordinator or, you know, linebackers coach in charge of the defense. But... he's never done this, all the logistics and everything else. So can he get his team ready to go? Because you're right. If he doesn't, forget us being worried about the team, being shooketh, failing on a big international stage is what lost Bill his job last year.
100%. And I think you add the fact that they've lost 5 in a row. So even though we're talking about like this Drake May time, the team itself is 1-5, right? Like Drake May lost his debut. And so many of us are fixated on that. But if you're Robert Kraft and you're being shown on TV during all these games, your team is 1-5. Right now, they have the number one pick in the draft, and you're going up against another one of the basement-dwelling teams. I think that's another real important part of this. If they were playing the Buffalo Bills in London and they lost a hard-fought game, it's annoying, but it's not like the end of the world.
No, you'd feel good about it. I'd feel good about it. Yeah.
It was the Colts that they lost to. Not a great team from a year ago. So that sort of adds to it. And that's why I think if you can't beat Jacksonville, I mean, man, 1-6, how far away does that win over the Bengals feel? And you have all kinds of questions. Because if that's the case, it's not just the offense played poorly, right? I can't imagine they lose. Maybe it does. Like, they lose 7-0. Like, I don't think so. Like, if you lose to Jacksonville, that feels like a whole team breakdown.
No. And so, can Jerod Mayo get them ready to go? How does he send a message to the players that are playing? How does he dole out playing time? Never mind the off-field stuff that I think, fortunately for them, they leave behind. Although, who knows if they're all out in London tonight? Who knows with this team, the way it's been going? And then, can he get them ready to go? because he's a rookie head coach, six games in, and I have no idea if he can get him ready to go. So we're going to find out. 617-779-7937. You heard Alex Van Pelt there discussing Jalen Polk, his hands, getting him more involved, the offense in general. Adam in Connecticut has a thought on Van Pelt. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. So first, I need you guys to hit on the Bozo parlay this week because I need a new Xbox.
Okay.
Well, Xbox. That's but understood.
Yeah, that's not how we measure units on this program, but sure, okay.
We will do our best.
And secondly, so you guys talk about the Patriots, you know, going down two scores and that looking concerning. My concern more is Alex Van Pelt and his non-creativity with his offense. And does he not open things up until they're down that far? Like, is he going to open this thing up early on and try and actually show what Drake May can do? Or is he going to wait around until they're down 10-0, 13-0 to try and sling the ball all over
the
field?
Okay, Adam, good question. Let me ask you it another way.
Yeah.
You know,
pass punt?
Will he be aggressive to start the game? And can he be aggressive? Ramondre Stevenson's going to be a game-time decision. He's on the trip. As we saw today, he's on the trip. Mayo basically said he's a game-time decision. That's promising. I didn't expect him to play. I'd probably still lean towards he doesn't play, but if he's out there, that could change things. Drake May's limited in some capacity. You know, he's a full participant, but something's going on with his knee. How significant is it? We're going to find out. It doesn't sound concerning, but who knows?
Right.
So is he limited in what he can do with Drake May in any way, with his mobility or a designed run? Can you do any of that? Independent of those two things, Stevenson's injury situation, May's knee. They should be aggressive to start the game. It should be a more aggressive than, as you just said,
run,
throw it 100 yards out of bounds. Like, that should not be their first drive.
Especially run with Gibson. Now, Ramondre's status up in the air. He is in London, so obviously that's a great sign, but he may still not play.
Mm-hmm.
But run with Gibson right into the back of the offensive line and then throw the ball into the crowd seemed like a poor way of starting.
It did.
Now, the second time they had the ball, the second possession for Drake May and the offense and Alex Van Pelt, they were down 14-0. So, yeah, part of that's on them. They had one bad possession, but still, they kicked off to start the game, 7-0. They punted, 14-0. So, at that point, like, they're chasing the game the whole time. But I agree with the caller. Like, I am concerned overall about the Alex Van Pelt play calling. They had that hook and ladder play, right? Like, they have that in the – I'm not saying, like, run what trick
week?
Plays
no,
all the
no,
time.
No, I'm just trying to remember. What week was that? The Niners week?
That was the Niners week where they're down big. And, like, why waste it there?
Yeah.
Why not show that off a little bit later? And – there's a difference, too, between, like, creativity and just trick gimmick plays. Like, they don't need to turn this into Ben Johnson lateraling it to Penei Sewell. Like, they don't need to do that.
No, I would take it, but you don't need to do that.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
But, like, these linemen need to work on blocking first before we open them up in the pass game.
It's true.
So, I would like to – I mean, Ramondre, I think, to me, is a bigger factor than Drake May's knee. Like, I'm not super worried about Drake May's knee. Maybe he's not 100%, but I think once he gets on the field, he'll be fine.
I'm only worried about it in – the thing I wanted more of after his first game, like a designed run.
Yeah, do we get that?
I bet you're not.
Maybe not.
I bet you're not. You didn't get it last week, which already made me skeptical if you would this week, but I wonder if it limits you in any way there. But largely,
yeah.
I agree. I'm cognizant of his knee injury, but I'm not concerned. Yeah.
No, but I would like to see some more attacks down the field, even when the game's close. Now, again, how close was the game? At what point was the game close? Like, that one kind of got away from him. So maybe this week will be a better indication of
that's
that,
the right way to say it.
Hopefully the game will be close.
This week will be a better indication of what Drake May can do. It's a bad team,
yeah,
so factor that in, but it should be a more competitive game.
Yeah. And how many first down runs do you get? How many, you know, second 10, second 12s do you have?
Yeah. And not just when the defense says, all right, we're up three scores and we're just back, and if he picks up a first down, what do we care? Run the clock. We want to get the hell out of here.
Say, if it's not if Ramondre doesn't play, I mean, I think they should throw it a ton. Ideally, throw it a ton. Like, put the ball in Drake May's hands. If he has to tuck it and run a little bit, go for it. But
to the caller's point, does that sound like Alex Van Pelt?
It doesn't.
No.
But then again, you know, against the Jets, we were saying run it, and he didn't.
It's true.
So it's bizarre. But I just think if he's looking at what he has, you know, again, coming from the Cleveland Browns, when you have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt in that offensive line, all right, it's a little bit easier to run the ball all the time. If you're just left with Terrell Jennings and Antonio Gibson.
Not great.
Maybe don't run it as much as you did.
Maybe lean on your rookie quarterback who looked pretty good last week.
Yep.
All your thoughts and expectations for this game. Are the Patriots going to win it? Both Keith and myself think they're going to. And that's with big plus money, plus 220, something like that. There are now a 6-point dog. It was 5.5 yesterday. They're now a 6-point dog in this game. Are we on to something? Are we dead wrong? You can jump in there at 617-779-7937. With Drake May, what do you want to see this week? I want to see him produce when it's a competitive game, not when they're down, and hopefully they're not down 2 or 3 scores. I want to see him produce and not turn it over. Maybe a turnover this week will give him. Nothing more than that. So you can jump in there on the phones. We will get to our Friday 4-pack coming up about 40 minutes from now. We do that every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Don't forget Keefe's Keys at 1 o'clock. We have the week in review later on in the show. Plus, you just heard the last caller mention it, the Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
Feel good about it.
Back by popular demand. How many PS5s can you win? Not Xboxes. Did you see the Twitch chat did not like that. Did you see that, Keith?
Yeah, he's trying to mix that in. It's like, no. We operate in PS5s.
It's confusing. Yeah. It's maybe he thought, because it's an international game, it's not U.S. dollars, it's pounds. Maybe he thought that's kind of what an Xbox is like versus a PS5.
Hams and PS5s. That's how we operate.
Those are standard units of measure here on Jones and Keefe.
Correct.
We'll get to the Bozo Touchdown Parlay next.
We saw you pop up on the injury report Wednesday with a knee issue. Can you tell us when that injury happened and how you've been dealing with it?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, these last 2 days, felt good out there at practice. I'm feeling good now, and ready to go for Sunday.
Did that happen during the Texans game, or is that at practice?
Yeah, I think injuries are something that you don't really try to share with the media. So, just looking forward to Sunday.
I don't get that from Drake May. Injuries aren't something you share with the media.
We have an injury report.
It's on the injury report. We know you have a knee injury.
Every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we get one.
They weren't asking you how bad the injury is.
No, that's just a young guy being told by Mayo not to say anything, and that's how he chose to say that.
But where it happened is important, isn't it? Where did that injury happen? Like, and I'm not saying like we need to know or they need to tell us, but that is important to me. Did he tweak it on the practice field?
Mm.
Was it a midweek downgrade? Was he sore coming out of the game? He needed an MRI? Like, if that happened on the practice field, yikes.
Well, maybe he needed an MRI.
He reportedly.
Yeah, one report.
But
has not been backed up. Mayo didn't say
Mayo
no.
If he didn't have an MRI, doesn't Mayo say, that didn't happen?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, so look.
I'm not to scoop shame anybody, but nobody else has said MRI.
No.
Nobody.
But isn't it possible?
It's possible,
I mean, no one else was saying Jeremy Swayman wanted $10 million.
That's true.
You know, sometimes,
they came around on
sometimes
that.
You have the information.
That's
sometimes,
true.
I mean, look, it would have been real easy for Mayo or May or anyone from the organization, like kind of behind the scenes, to deny it. They haven't.
Yeah.
And the most telling one to me is Mayo this morning not going there. So,
would you feel better or worse if you got hurt in the game?
I would feel better for our purposes if he got hurt in practice because he was out there and he tweaked it in practice. If he got hurt in the game, all the Orlovsky and, you know, nanas of the world who say you can't play him in these games.
But there's also a big difference between getting hit.
Yeah.
And then just because oftentimes I feel like it's the non-contact injury that's even worse.
Correct.
But he was still a full participant the whole time.
If I had to guess, it happened on the practice field.
Yeah.
And that's not just because that's what I want it to be. I didn't see anything with his knee in the game. If he came out with a shoulder injury, I'd go, we all know where that happened. Knee injury, my guess is it happened on the practice field.
It is weird just the way the NFL does things where they make these teams put out these lists and some are truthful, some are not. And then, but they're trying to be like secretive about it. Remember the whole Dak Prescott thing?
Yeah.
I know this is about COVID, but he's like, I think that's HIPAA. And you're like, well, HIPAA's out the window when you guys are telling us every injury for betting purposes.
It's not HIPAA.
It's not. First of all,
it's definitely not HIPAA, but second of all, right.
This doesn't qualify as HIPAA.
It's very different. But, okay, the other injury update is that Ramondre Stevenson is on the practice field.
Oh, I like that.
And according to Chris Price, Boston Globe, looks good.
That's huge for Drake May because, I mean, you saw what the running game looked like without him last week. Ramondre Stevenson is, at least the first couple of weeks, looked kind of offensive line proof. Like, they weren't really opening up these big holes for him. He had 110 yards or whatever after contact in that first game. So that would be, as much as we talk about like an open receiver is a security blanket for Drake May, having somebody that can actually pick up 5 yards on first down is huge.
Okay, it's also big for the Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
Let's go.
Ramondre Stevenson and his availability. I want to start with Billy today. In the Bozo Touchdown Parlay,
right,
because it's related to the Patriots and Jaguars, and just chronologically,
yes,
we need this one to hit for the leg to survive the early. What this happened to us last weekend?
Last week,
we got
right.
London last weekend. Oh, so, Billy, who are you going with?
Drake May.
Woo! Drake May.
Drake May anytime touchdown. That means I need him to scamper one in.
Yep. Scamper one
or,
in.
Or you know
no
what?
Braces,
also...
no wraps on the knee.
Nope.
Yeah.
Elusive.
Moving around well. Also, he's plus 295. That if Stevenson is active, you might be able to get better odds.
I think
on
it's
that.
Plus 300.
Okay, nice.
At one place. But you know what you could also get?
What's that?
If they open up the bag of tricks, what if somebody throws it to Drake May? What if they Philly special? It still counts.
Jared Goff style.
Jared Goff
style. Yeah, they throw it back to him. That's
very
true.
Good.
He could catch one.
Toss it back to him. So
yeah,
Drake
Tom,
May.
Tom Brady would catch. Sometimes his geriatric fingers would drop it. But he'd catch one every once and then. Maybe not a touchdown, but they'd throw to him. You're right.
Yeah, I think he hurt himself on one of those plays.
Yeah, that's true.
Legit hurt himself.
Yeah, did he ever get in the end? Did Brady ever catch one?
I don't think he caught a touchdown.
Yeah, he caught passes, but maybe not at any time. You're right.
No.
All right, strike that from the record. Who are you going with, Keith?
I'm
going
to go with Malik Nabers. The rookie sensation from the Giants is back. He had a concussion, didn't play last week, but he has been cleared. Taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, who do not have a great defense. One thing that's great about Nabers is they throw to him about 20 times a game. So he's also plus money at plus 110. So I'll take a Malik Nabers touchdown.
Yeah, and he's out of concussion protocol, which means he shouldn't be. It's not his knee that he's working his way back from or anything like
that.
Should
be good.
He should be good to go. Malik Nabers plus 110. I'm going with DK Metcalf.
Okay.
It should be a high-scoring game. Seattle and Atlanta, both high-tempo teams. Highest total. Actually, I think it's the second highest total on the board. I think Washington and Carolina might be a higher total. But 51 points in that game. DK Metcalf could have scored twice last week. I don't believe he scored since week three. So I would say he's due. Put me down for DK Metcalf at plus 125. Nick, who are you going with?
Going with Ja'Marr Chase. Joe Burrow and the offense has figured it out since the slow start, since nobody practiced this training camp for him. So give me Ja'Marr Chase anytime touchdown against the Browns.
He looks good because it's like you can throw it to him at the midfield.
Doesn't matter where.
And he'll he can score anywhere on the field, which is why I like that. And then Terp, not here today, but Terp has maybe the most interesting pick.
I like Terp's pick. He's going with Davante Adams in his New York Jets debut.
Wow.
It's funny because I was looking at Amari Cooper as well. Same thing, just where they try to get those guys involved right away.
I went with Cooper last week and didn't love it.
No.
Didn't love the ride.
I like his chances more now.
With Josh Allen.
With a real quarterback.
If he plays a lot, do you think? I think Davante, the reason I like Davante over Cooper,
same.
Davante should be back and involved in playing a ton of snaps. Yeah. I have no idea how many snaps Cooper gets.
Right. So Adams is plus 155.
It feels like that went Antonio Brown game against the Dolphins here, where they just throw it to him 17 times.
Good theory.
I like that.
Good theory.
He anytime hit that week.
So we go May, Nabers, Metcalf, Ja'Marr Chase, Davante Adams. Add it all up, Keith. What's one ham get you?
$1,060.29, also known as two PS5s in a game.
Okay, two PS5s, no Xboxes.
No.
Two PS5s is what that gets you, just one
in
ham. If you get on the Bozo touchdown parlay. You can follow along. It did hit way back in week three? When did that hit? Week three?
Yeah, I think it was our second week doing it. We didn't do it week one, so I think it was week three.
I believe it was week three.
We hit.
If you followed along, you'd still be Scrooge McDuck swimming around in the winnings. So there you go. Follow along with that. We do it every Friday here on Jones and Keefe.
Good luck. One
quick fantasy question?
Yeah, of course.
Our guy, Patriots Monday guest, Hunter Henry, or Mark Andrews, David Njoku? Who are you playing in fantasy, Keefe? You like Hunter Henry.
I think I kind of do. I might go Hunter Henry. Did you see Cole Kmet last week?
I did.
Cole Kmet for the Bears had not one but two touchdowns against this Jaguars defense.
Wish we had him in the Bozo touchdown.
So, I kind of like Hunter Henry. I might actually play him this week as well.
Okay.
So, I like that one.
And he got in the one for one with Drake May.
Right.
One for one.
Pretty good.
How about that?
Pretty good.
Can't get better odds than that.
Yeah,
617-779-7937. So, the Patriots are going to be done. Noonish, 12:30, something like that, on Sunday. You get out, you smoke a pack of Parliaments.
Yep.
You get yourself a nice pint in the morning. You're feeling yourself after the Patriots game. Maybe they win, maybe they lose. What are you doing with the rest of your Sunday? There's a lot of football to watch. We'll take you through the best and the worst of Week 7 next.